Bull Trout and Cold Water, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, Ted Cook recently retired from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, where he spent 30 years as an endangered species biologist, came into my office and we started reflecting back on his career. One of his biggest assignments during that time was working with state and federal agencies to try and preserve cold water for the bull trout species, which cannot live in warmer waters. I asked him how it was that he could help keep cold water, just that, cold.
So bull trout, of course, occur in Montana, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon, and a tiny little bit in Nevada. They used to be in California, but they're gone, and then up into Canada. What gives you cold, clean water is stable mountains. So if you clear cut too much or cut too much timber, particularly too close to streams, you get more sunlight hitting the stream, you get sediment entering the stream from poorly managed roads, which makes the streams shallower and wider, and they pick up more heat that way. So poor road building, poor timber practices is what can lead to poor bull trout habitat. Fortunately, my experience in my career working with the timber industry is they came a long way over my 30 years and doing right by streams. And one reason, as a forester friend of mine once pointed out, is loggers like to fish too. Yeah. Which is great. And So, working with others to conserve ecosystems that we and other species depend upon really is what I had the pleasure and the opportunity to do as a public servant for Americans. And that's how I did it with bull trout.
Too bad a guy like that had to retire. What a great guy. And oh, by the way, he's still playing hockey with me. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.